FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, Friday style. We've been watching those thunderstorms booming around in Mobile and Baldwin County. It's funny, at 7:35, we're talking to Dr. Bill. I was commenting on the blue skies that were outside our studios, and now the lead gray skies headed our way. Chance of thunderstorms up for today and tomorrow. Looks like Sunday, the best day of the weekend. All right, talking about Space Force today, or Space
That's your sound music?
Yeah, the Space Force.
Real quickly, about the weather today.
Mm-hmm.
If you look quickly, you'll see lightning, and you think you didn't see it, but you saw it. So just be mindful of that, because it's popping
up. I'm pretty sure I saw it. I don't second guess myself.
Not you.
That happened to me this morning. I thought I hit my head on the microphone, but it was just lightning outside of the studio.
Oh, my word. Just be mindful of that.
That's right. I got that. You know, you heard Bobby yesterday commenting on the fact that Captain Bobby, that he saw, you'll watch the weather report. Reports will say, if you hear thunder, you need to get inside. Mm-hmm. And you're like, come on, if the cloud's not here. And, you know, Captain Bobby spends way more days than most people I know. I mean, like all of them on the water. And he said, I think it was maybe Wednesday or Tuesday of this week. He said they're there and they saw lightning pop out of blue sky, so to speak. I mean, obviously it comes out of clouds somewhere, but he said they were under blue skies and they saw the lightning pop. And so that's a heads up. Although you got to be careful, but also you realize you live in a place so that it, you know, summertime,
yeah,
it rains. I mean, you can't stay inside all the time. Just be aware. Don't be afraid. Don't be freaked out. Just be aware.
Just get away from that metal overhang that you may be standing next to.
Do not hold the metal and graphite pole.
Correct.
And stand up and wave it around.
Put on your rubber-soled shoes, too.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. All right. Online opinion poll question this morning. Do you support the United States investing in a space force? All right, so this is the online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Right now, 67% of y'all say yes, 33% say no. Now, it was yesterday as Vice President Mike Pence talked about the plan to create a new military branch dedicated to dominating space. The VP had a lot to say about this and the whys for a space force.
We will create a single civilian position reporting to the Secretary of Defense, oversee the growth and expansion of this new branch of the service. This position will be a new Assistant Secretary of Defense for Space, and this leader will be key to the critical transition to a fully independent Secretary of the Space Force in the years ahead. Today, other nations are seeking to disrupt our space-based systems and challenge American supremacy in space as never before. For many years, nations from Russia and China to North Korea and Iran have pursued weapons to jam, blind, and disable our navigation and communication satellites. And that's precisely why we're beginning the process of establishing the Space Force as the sixth branch of our armed forces. Just as in the past, when we created the Air Force, establishing the Space Force is an idea whose time has come. The space environment has fundamentally changed in the last generation. What was once peaceful and uncontested is now crowded and adversarial. The time has come to establish the United States Space Force.
All right, so there it is. Space Force, the sixth branch of the U.S. military. This is the proposal floating around in zero gravity out there.
And there are some specifics that the White House has released here. They want to develop a war-fighting policy in space by March of 2019.
Meaning what? Like when we engage, when we don't engage? Well,
they say that the U.S. National security satellites face growing threats from potential adversary attacks such as anti-satellite weapons or jamming. So I would imagine that warfighting policy, would it mean, you know, we set down the law, like you can't do this to our satellites, or would it mean we need to have something in place to be able to fight back in case something like that happens? I'm not sure. But they say the initial estimate for the cost of the Space Force cost about $8 billion over 5 years.
And good news, you can have your say and vote on the logo for the Space Force gear.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the president's website and vote for that.
Yeah,
and
how could that go wrong?
And make a donation while you're there.
How could that go wrong? When the internet gets to name things and do things. We talked about that last hour. Said, you know.
Well, they give you the options, though. I mean, they give you a couple
of
options.
They do keep you inside inside the lines.
Yeah, right. There's inside the stars.
Six proposed logos, they say, and Space Force is on five of those logos. One says Mars Awaits, which is a little confusing because we're not exploring space here. We're, I guess, protecting our part of space.
Right, because NASA is exploring space, right?
And okay. I was wondering if NASA would be involved in this at all. I mean, you'd think they'd have to, right?
Well, maybe not. And I got to ask this, but, you know, and I know it's going to get people all wrangled. God forbid you ask any questions of this, but can't we, and I, you know, maybe I'm going to be one of these Luddite-seeming people, and just the way people, oh, we don't need an Air Force way back when, but do we need a specific sixth branch in Space Force, or is this something that we can have? Is it cheaper to have Space Force, or is it, okay, the Army has aircraft. The Navy has aircraft,
mm-hmm.
right? The Marines through the Navy have aircraft,
uh-huh.
right? So, couldn't you have Space Army, Space Marines, Space Navy? in other words, a division of a branch that already exists that's trained like, you know, in this. I mean, we train our fighting forces for so many theaters. Mm-hmm. It's cold. It's hot. It's the desert. It's, you know, it's this. It's an island. Is it crazy talk to say, hey, we would train the different branches we have now
that are already in place?
In place to say this division. The, you know, y'all are the ones that if we have to do something for space, I mean, y'all are full-time Army, but you're also our space specialist. If we have to fight, you know, y'all are going to get the space suit or something.
Well,
I don't know.
Hopefully they lean on the respective branches, our armed forces, for, you know, their knowledge and their help in crafting this program. But you have to wonder about the timing of this, because I know we've discussed it before, but why now? Why is this happening? Do want to say that the president, he did tweet, this is a funny tweet, Space Force all the way. That was a tweet that went out yesterday when the news came, you know, down the news ranks, if you will. Vice President Pence, he has said that our adversaries have transformed space into a warfighting domain already, and the United States will not shrink from this challenge. History proves that peace only comes through strength and in the realm of outer space. The United States Space Force will be that strength in the years ahead.
I'm stuck looking at these logos.
I told you, they're very interesting.
Well, but they remind me of like specialty patches we'd get in Boy Scouts.
Yes.
If we did,
Girl Scouts all the way. Or space camp.
Listen, it may be one of these things like, you know, we always used to talk about rock and roll band names that they meant something different and then soon they just would mean the band. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's a problem. I'm looking at these logos and they don't look particularly tough to me. You know what I'm saying? If you're, they kind of look like fun NASA, like these would be the patches I would expect if my kids went to Huntsville and went to space camp. Mm-hmm. They would come home with these patches. I mean, the artwork is great, not to take, but it doesn't like say. It doesn't say. I'll pop these up on the Twitter feed. I want y'all to look at them and see what I'm talking about.
And as you do that, the Department of Defense, they released the report Thursday. It's saying that the president wants to establish a Space Force by 2020.
All right, Space Force, yay or nay? We'll keep up with that on the online opinion poll question and also on the telephone and the text line, 343-0106. We'll be right back. Yes,
do it again. Well, that's like a pose in the
that's your space pose.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Went Buzz Lightyear with it, I think.
To infinity and beyond.
Oh yeah.
That's how my mom tells the kids how much she loves them.
To infinity and beyond.
Yes.
There you go. That's very spacey. We're talking Space Force this hour. Another couple issues as well. But, getting a lot of text here on the Space Force question and what y'all's feelings. Also, the online opinion poll question asking, do you believe that we should have a Space Force?
And the president, he is set to sign a defense spending bill on Monday. But the Space Force will not be on that bill because, of course, right now, Pentagon, it's going to be a multi-year process, they say, before. Even though Trump says says he wants it by 2020.
Right.
They need a report from the Pentagon, and then congressional approval will be needed. And it'd be nice if we could have a calm, you know, reasoned discussion about whether Space Force is needed. You know, maybe go across party lines and have dinners.
What?
And
what?
But that sounds out of this world.
It's already not laying out that way.
Like that.
There's already some Democrats going pretty hard against Space Force. Representative Jan Schakowsky out of Illinois says stop wasting money on useless walls and intergalactic armies. And Brian Schatz out of Hawaii says maybe we should rename Medicaid expansion Space Force and we could save lives. Oh. Space Force is a silly but dangerous idea.
So they're getting people talking. So that's part of the good battle,
I don't think that's good.
Well, you got to have discussion on both sides. Whether or not you agree, that's not the issue. It's about people knowing what's going on when it comes to lawmakers, their government, space, and all that good stuff. Okay. I will say, though, I think that's a great idea that you brought up, Sean, about leaning on our armed forces because, you know, all of the branches, they do have aircraft. They do.
Yeah. You wonder if it's better to have, like, these would be the Space Marines.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm getting assaulted here on the text line, but I mean, I think it's a fair question to ask, not just, you know, I mean, if we're going to hash this out like Kelly's talking about it. Keith says, by the way, yeah, the Air Force came out of the Army Air Corps. We were talking about that. Charles says he's sending a video. I appreciate all the people who send me videos. I just can't watch them while I'm doing all the things I do in here. Chuck says, and he's U.S. Navy retired. He sent me a Degrassi Tyson, so I guess Neil Degrassi Tyson, Trump Space Force, not a weird idea video.
Wait.
Yeah.
Neil Degrassi Tyson
agreeing with Trump.
Holy cow.
I know. This may be the most intergalactic thing ever. I have to check out. this unnamed texter made me laugh because if one joins the Space Force, be sure you're not issued a red shirt. You know what that?
What does that mean?
The red shirt. Mm. And I'm not even a trekker.
A trekkie?
Know, no. They don't like being called trekkie. I learned that years ago. Trekkers.
Oh,
trekkers.
Okay. Once again, establishing I am not cool.
Listen, nor is anybody who really calls himself a trekker. Okay.
But I'm not going to get it.
I disagree.
I've been getting it for years on that. Because I was always back in the day, I was a Star Wars person, not a Star Trek person. And, you know, the beef, the West Side Story like fights out behind the movie theater. But in Star Trek, if you're issued the red shirt, you're the person on the Star Trek episode that ends up dying. You know when they go, let's go. It's, you know, it's Bones, it's Spock, it's Captain Kirk. We're gonna beam down to the planet, and there's the new guy wearing the red shirt.
Oh, okay.
That's who gets attacked by the alien and dies. It's always the new guy.
He's the equivalent of the guy in WWE who has a unitard on, who has no theme music.
Right.
Comes out of nowhere.
And that person's going to be taken
gone.
Out. Yeah. Okay. Exactly right. That's like the red shirt effect.
Okay.
We were talking about what it'll eventually be named, you know, whether or not Space Force remains the name of this new branch and what the logo will look like. Well, I love this text from an unnamed texter. We should just go ahead and call it Team America and then maybe go ahead and use some Team America, you know.
Don't tempt me.
I know. That would be perfect.
Can I tell you some really good reading? If you are on Twitter and you know how you can search, just put in the word Space Force and see the comments and the names and the ideas of people who think should be the commander and who should run this. Wow, it is Friday, TGIF.
More text here popping in. The idea of a Space Force has been around for quite a while. The idea is to get the space and suborbital operations out from under the Air Force's budget constraints.
Hmm.
Now, this is at least an interesting discussion here, if that's the issue. Giving those technologies more specific funding and more attention to the detail they need. So maybe that's a reason not having them part of the actual branches that exist.
Someone wrote, I can't wait till Space Force hits the theaters.
Hal is often talking about issues like this, has some experience in it for sure. He said both the Navy and U.S. Air Force have anti-satellite capability.
I think that's what a lot of the people that are immediately trashing this idea, and because it's such an easy idea to make fun of, just the name of it alone. But I think a lot of people are picturing, you know, Star Wars and Star Trek going hyperspeed through galaxies and fighting aliens and things like that. But the real issue is the satellites and the things that are immediately around the United States and what some of our, you know, the enemies of the United States, what they're already able to do in space.
I'm trying to ask a fair question here, I think. Do you need, but I'm saying you don't, because, you know, sometimes something that seems silly now, in 20 years, you'd be like, of course we did that. But can we not secure our you know, suborbital or orbital assets up there with the branches we already have. Although, like that one texture got my attention, that it that sounds like more real stuff, that it's a budget constraint within different branches of the military. We'll go to the phones at 343-0106, and let's go to Scott first in Mobile. Hey, Scott.
John, Scott Hunter.
Good hey, morning. Scott Hunter. How are you?
Hey, Scott Hunter.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
I heard your discussion about Space Force, and this is something that I'm on the Space and Rocket Center board up in Huntsville, Alabama, and this is something that's been going around for about 10 years. I think basically the two things that are driving this, and one of them, us in Mobile here, we're very associated with this issue, is the problem with the tanker, the development of the tanker. It's taken over 10 years, and still we don't have a tanker. The same thing is going on with assets we need in space to defend ourselves. So that's one of the big issues.
So that would be, I mean, basically, Scott, my understanding that this is kind of a workaround to doing what we need to do, but we can't get that through the funding mechanisms that are there, so you need to create another branch to do that? Is that, I mean...
Well, it's not so much funding, it is development. The Air Force, I love the Air Force. I'm ex-Air Force myself, as Air National Guard, and I love the Air Force, but as we know by the tanker issue, there's just a stovepipe process in the Air Force. We just cannot get things built, designed and built in a appropriate time.
So, okay, with what you've been looking at over these years, is this, I got to ask you, I mean, we've known each other a long time, is this a real thing? Can this happen?
Oh, absolutely. It's just like the Air Force. It was ready in 1947 when President Truman actually stood it up. It's now time for a U.S. Space Force. And, you know, there's one thing to consider also, Sean. There are hundreds of thousands of young Americans, 12, 13, 14 years old, at a console in their parents' basement doing all this stuff already. Now, these kids, like my grandson in Huntsville, are likely never going to be a jet fighter pilot or a Navy SEAL, but they certainly would love to serve and could be recruited to serve in a space, U.S. Space Force.
Would that be, with that being said, being remote operators, would this, I mean, because you've got insight that the rest of us don't have on this, would this be something that would, instead of the idea of somebody in a space suit and some kind of gun in space, this would be something that would be done with remote operated vehicles of some sort?
Now, this is what your son or your daughter, and in this case my grandson, would be doing at some terminal here on Earth, directing some, you know, weapon or machine or something in space that protects the United States of America and its assets.
This is very interesting. Mm-hmm. I'd have to get, as this discussion goes further, have to get you on the show, come in studio. I want to talk more about this and pick your brain and also see if I can get a couple spots next year at space camp for my kids. So
I think that can be arranged.
All right, good deal. Scott, thank you for the call.
Oh, goodness.
All right, guys.
Hey, thank you, Scott Hunter, checking in.
Yeah. Wanted to tell you this. We have some reaction from astronaut Mark Kelly. He spoke with the Business Insider yesterday. I know, Sean. We want to hear how some others feel.
Mark and Scott Kelly, who are not going to have anything positive to say about President Trump.
So, Mark Kelly's a former Navy pilot, combat veteran, four-time space flyer, and the identical twin brother of the former astronaut Scott Kelly. This Kelly says he does not support it, and some members of Congress are also voicing their distaste for the idea. This is an article from the businessinsider.com. He says, quote, "This is a dumb idea. The Air Force does this already. That is their job." He tweeted that out on Monday. He being, again, Commander Mark Kelly. He goes on to say, quote, "What's next? We move submarines to the 7th branch and call it under the Sea Force?" There you have it. There's some reaction from someone who has been up in space, someone who has fought for our country, tweeting that out yesterday.
And I think a main reason behind this, you know, Russia and China, the two main reasons that this is even in discussion, and reading up on this a little bit, back in 2007, maybe this is what really spurred this going into action and telling the United States we needed to make a plan. Back in 2007, China, 2007, so over 10 years ago, think of the capabilities they've had since then. China blew up a dead weather satellite they had with a missile, and it created this massive debris cloud up in orbit. And Pence called that a highly provocative demonstration of China's growing capability to militarize space. They've also demonstrated the ability to hit satellites in much deeper orbit than that dead weather satellite that they had already brought down. So our military has some of their, you know, most sensitive assets, some of our best stuff up there further away than where China blew up that satellite, but it's something you got to keep in mind.
Hey, speaking of which, I've read story after story about all the flotsam and jetsam up there in orbit. I mean, come on, human beings. We've junked up a lot of stuff on planet Earth, and now we've junked about, like, if the aliens ever do show up, they're going to think it's an episode of Hoarders on our planet or something, all the junk we have circling. Let's get that cleaned up here, people.
Just don't wear the red shirt.
Don't worry, Dalton. It's the instrumental.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. I was covering my ears. I didn't want to hear anything bad.
836 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic.
Thank you for introducing me to your symphony.
Yes, during the break, and this will be maybe 18-19% of the audience will understand what we're talking about. We introduced Kelly to the genius of the movie Team America, World Police, during the break.
I appreciate you letting me step a toe in the boys' club and then run away.
And you still talk to us. That's what's amazing.
I'm just amazed at the things that I get to learn during commercial breaks. Wow.
Let's see here.
Do you think you would you, if available, buy Space Force gear if it were, say, available within the coming weeks?
Like the Michael Jackson type jacket?
No, Trump 2020 campaign gear that they're unrolling. They said in an email they're going to unroll some Trump gear for the 2020 campaign, including the Mars Awaits label. And to commemorate President Trump's new Space Force. That's from this email from the Trump campaign. But I wonder if that doesn't hurt the case, you know, if this is about America, defending America, being patriotic, does it hurt the case, which I don't think it really does, but to immediately roll out a Space Force campaign gear.
But and that's what we were talking about earlier, as far as you can vote on these logos by going to his website where you can also purchase items. So that's kind of that murky gray area of if it's pro-America, then why are we putting it on that website as opposed to its own standalone website? So as part of the opportunity to re-elect the president even before he's running.
I'm looking at that. Once again, just look at those logos. They look like some of the patches we could achieve different, like if we went special jamborees with the scouts. I'm used to, and maybe it's because I'm just used to the Army, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Navy logos. I'm used to what they look. They look tough.
Right. Well, the different squadrons and the different groups.
The Space Force logo, the artwork is good.
Even motorcycle gangs.
Right. Well, these look the opposite of that. aren't they nice? They need where it says space and it has the ship and stuff. It needs to be shooting rockets out or something like that. And a big afterburner and popping a wheelie.
More like, won't you be my neighbor?
Right. It seems like very nice. If it's going to be our fighting force in space, like a space attack copter or something. I don't know on there. It's just like it looks like a space shuttle thing, and kind of a, like when you went to the we go to the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum, and they have all the logos over time for NASA programs. It looks like that. I want lasers coming out. I want stuff being blasted.
Why are you trying to rile things up? Maybe it's a calming force.
It's not the UN.
Wait a minute. Maybe that we're bringing civility back between our lawmakers, and that when you. when you wear this patch, it's like for people who are trying to stop smoking.
Yeah. So this is like the Chantix patch, but it's.
Listen, I will find the positive in every single stinking situation.
That's why they paired us up, because we basically just equal a normal person, right? I would think, there's the with Space Force and kind of shows the cosmos and some lines, and there's a space shuttle looking thing with some orbital rings around it. Another one will be going. I can't wait to hear that. I'm about to get in trouble again.
Are you playing the music while you're...
No, I should play the music, but I can't wait to hear some complaint out there from a group that the Space Force logo is phallic. That's going to be...
That's what I was... Yeah, like the Austin Powers movies.
Right, that it would be...
I guess they could save money, and it wouldn't be as patriotic as seeing like a Blue Angel show or a Thunderbirds or a flyover at a football game. But if they just said there was currently a Space Force flyover happening, and they don't really even have to send anything into space. Everybody will just have to take them at their word.
Quietly, we all look up and go, wow. We can't see them, but they're up there.
They're there.
Mm-hmm. But no, at least like you look at the Space Force logos, there's 5 of them actually have a spacecraft on them. I just want that spacecraft shooting some lasers or something, or like a big afterburner coming out of the back and lasers and so just make it look tough. All right, go to the phones at 343-0106.
I do think it's interesting that they've unveiled the 6 logos as opposed to allowing people to etch a sketch your own.
Yeah, that would
because
be,
you know, that'd be some not so safe for work stuff.
When you let the internet decide.
Right.
Or Banksy.
The internet does decide for you. Thomas is up next. Hey, Thomas.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Finley. Good morning, Dalton.
Hey, Thomas.
This is unbelievable. Who is Trump going to collude with? The Romulans, the Klingons, or the Borg?
So you're obviously a Trekker, which, by the way, the Trekkers are already on the text line, getting their pictures.
Are they saying that you're correct in saying that?
Oh, is Mark Holliday. Oh,
yes.
Talking with him. He knows the stuff.
He does.
He talks so many different languages and stuff. But
nothing.
I think all you need is a couple of six-year-olds for this SpaceX or Space Force, whatever. And you get a Pac-Man game, right? And you got that little guy that goes around and eats everything, right? So you just put one a couple up in the sky, and he just goes around and eats the satellites.
There we go. All right.
Easy enough there. He did slip up there and say SpaceX, which
right.
will, I think, be brought into this conversation. Some of these privatized businesses that are already sending rockets into space and more efficiently than the government is able to. You have Elon Musk's company there, SpaceX, and then Jeff Bezos, of course, of Amazon, his Blue Origin company. And we've seen stories of them, you know, shooting off rockets, and Musk has these that are able to lift off and then come back down to Earth and be used again and again. I wonder if hopefully the conversation will get far enough along that we can start talking about, you know, how to implement Space Force instead of people just slinging arrows at one another.
Laser arrows.
Yes. But will privatized companies like this have a major role?
Okay, you know the temptation for me to jump in. I like privatized versus, you know, creating bigger government, right? But if it's a military force, I don't like the idea of a private military force. You know, that's
so you draw the line.
Well, I mean, if they're doing like if they're designing, you know, just the same way we have government vendors now, if they're designing, you know, the fighting craft and all this, I'm good with that. Or private companies doing it, but it has to be under the people's control.
Right.
It can't be.
Well, here's
Elon Musk's, you know, private space army. No, thank you.
They would be selling their the things that they make to the Department of Defense, to the United States military. Like from this,
I'm good with that.
MarketWatch article: SpaceX. They took a contract. They actually beat out the United Launch Alliance, which I guess Lockheed Martin and Boeing involved in that, because they're selling their Falcon 9 rocket to the U.S. Air Force for $130 million. This article says that's 3 times less expensive than the heaviest lifter right now in the U.S. arsenal. So if they're able to do these and bring the cost down, I'm sure that'll come into discussion
as well. I will bite on that bait for sure.
I have a couple of questions I'd like to launch your way.
I got you.
Like that?
Put it in orbit, yeah.
A question. Are you surprised that the president didn't make this announcement himself? Or do you think it's because, like, Vice President Pence is setting up, you know, the windup, and then the president will step in and knock it out the park with another announcement?
But he has announced. He has talked about this in the past.
Right, when he was on, ironically, a Marine Corps base. And then the second question is do you see a problem with the fact that, once again, that in order to vote for these logos, you have to go to that re-election campaign page in order to vote? I mean, it's not keeping it separate. Because for those who do not like President Trump, right, but they want to vote, now you're forcing them to go to this website as opposed to putting it on its own standalone website and allowing those who are for or against to have their say.
You make your choices here and go where you want. I think it's I don't know if that does that bother y'all. If it does, 343-0106, 343-0106. Text line here. People thought Ronald Reagan was crazy for his insight into space wars. I think it's a continuation of that process that Donald Trump has taken up as part of our growing evolution and needs in this violent world that we live in. There we go, Terry. Thank you. He said logo for Space Force. Now, Terry and I think alike. Marvin the Martian flipping the bird. Now, and shooting a laser out of that middle finger. That would be... Right, 849 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Phone number is 343-0106, 343-0106. Tonight, right here on this planet, in regular gravity, but high gravity beers.
Nice.
Happening at Cottage Hill Package. Another great tasting tonight at 6, Orpheus Brewing out of Atlanta, Georgia. Jimmy is going to be on hand to give us a sample of their Atlanta Tart Plum Saison, their Serpent Bite Dry Hopped Golden Sour Ale, their Over and Over Pineapple Sour Ale, their Transmigration of Souls Double IPA, Wandering Blues Blueberry Sour Ale, and some surprises. You get to sample the beers and find out which ones you like, which ones you don't, and then that kind of helps. If you're going to go buy a six-pack of a brand-new craft beer, you get a little sampler before you do, plus your chance to pick up swag. Quite often when I've been, they've got stickers and hats and stuff like that from those different breweries. And also, check out the full selection of great craft beers, big selection of craft beers back there in the giant walk-in cooler. Also, you can check out the selection of fine wines, spirits, and that huge selection of cigars in their humidor, so big it has its own park ranger. Billy, the tobacconist there, puts on his park ranger hat and leads you through and can teach you a thing or 26 about cigars. Check them out, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. It's Cottage Hill Package, online at cottagehillpackage.com, or check them out on Facebook.
Great way to kick off the weekend.
That's right, and continue kicking the weekend all weekend long.
You know, I don't collect stamps or quarters or anything like that, but the craft beer stickers, slap those on the beer fridge. Nice. I've got quite a nice collection of those, so I love going to
Cottage Hill. I got a cooler like that that's held together pretty much with those stickers.
Do you remember the year that Dalton won all those craft beers?
Yes, 99.
And 90 bottle of beer.
That weekend was wild.
Look at you. Yeah. But that's who you want to win. So, you know, knowing that you have a place to go where you could have, it's like craft beer heaven. I'm happy for you.
That's true. Yeah. The Museum of Craft Beer, and you get to touch the exhibits and drink them. Tommy's in Mobile. First up, hey, Tommy.
Hey, guys. Is it 5 o'clock yet for that beer?
Guaranteed. Somewhere it is, right?
In space.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, why would the United States want to show their hand to Russia, Korea, and China about a new military program instead of just doing it and let it show up?
A good question. I don't know. Do you have an answer for it?
No, not really. But, I mean, you know, it's just something that, you know, if you're going to do something to better the country or protect the country, why would you want to put it out there publicly? So,
now, it's a good point. You don't play your hand. Well, although this is big enough, it'd be kind of, if we were doing it, it'd be tough to keep it under wraps, especially with Dianne Feinstein's driver being a Chinese spy.
Right, yes. And where'd that go in the news cycle? I kind of disappeared from the national media really quickly.
Alex Jones?
I think we have. I don't think we're starting new here. I don't think this is, we're going to establish a space force, and then we're going to start working on this. It's been in the mix for a long time, and I actually found this really cool timeline from the site ColoradoPolitics.com. And, of course, Colorado being big Air Force, well, there's military branches all in Colorado, but Air Force specifically with the Air Force Academy.
Yeah.
And back in 1982, Air Force activated Space Command at Peterson Air Force Base, and this timeline kind of goes all the way down until President Trump demanded that we create Space Force at the beginning of this year in June, where he ordered the Pentagon to create a Space Force. But back in 82, the Space Command was activated, and they took over the development of the MILSTAR satellite system and then the Global Positioning System, which we all are very, very familiar with. And then just kind of down the line, we've been working on being ready for things like this. And then when China shot down their satellite back in 2007, we launched our own anti-satellite mission the following year in February of 2008. It was called Operation Burnt Frost, and they shot down an aging U.S. satellite using a ship-based missile. Oh, and then a few years later, we actually launched a space drone into space called the X-37 space drone. They say it's a space shuttle style vehicle that can maneuver in orbit, and it was a classified mission, but it was up there in space for 224 days. So it's not like we're starting anew here. I think they'll just be transferring a lot of these into the new military branch.
And this was the reason why we have this this poll on our website right now. Go to fmtalk1065.com. The question is, do you support the United States investing in a space force? Thus far, 75% say yes, 25% say no. And gentlemen, Susan Hubert, I think I'm saying her name right, correctly, on Twitter says, I think my Twitter thumbnail would be great. And she's tweeted us, and if you look at it, you'll understand why.
Okay, we'll check that out at FM Talk 106.5. Also, wow, it's popping on the a poll. 83% now say yes to this. All right, let's go to Rick next in Mobile. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
This isn't why I called, but on the SpaceX or Space Force thing, the stealth fighter that Bush 1 unleashed on the Middle East at the beginning of the Gulf War had actually been in the Skunk Works for over 30 years. So anyone who thinks that we're just starting new, to your point just a few minutes ago, with this Space Force thing, is wildly misinformed. There's no telling what we have in the works and already up there. But anyway, hey, I have a couple questions. So first one is about the military. My son's about to enter the military, and I've got no problems with women in the workforce, women in the military. I've worked, some of the best leaders I've ever worked for were female, so I've got no problems with that at all. But my question is, how come the females in the military don't have to shave their head like the males are required to do? I just thought that was odd. If they're
going
to be equal and they're all the same, how come the women don't have to shave their head too?
I have no answer for that. No,
what was the
movie with Demi Moore in it?
Oh, yeah,
Demi Moore shaved her head.
Yeah.
She did.
G.I. Jane.
All right, so shifting gears. Y'all's after hours on-air personalities. Personally, I think Schnitt is a clown. Mark Levin is unbelievable. Is there any way we can get Mark Levin from 6 to 8 instead of at 10 o'clock at night, and then Savage, and then put Schnitt on real late at night?
Okay.
Yeah, throwing that out there to any programmers who might be listening.
Much
better.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I'm the programmer, so... and also the person that empties out trash, fixes stuff around here. We are a locally owned radio station. That actually, you know what? I'll do this. People like, you know, I think when I pull back the curtain, because I'm a curtain puller here and get myself in trouble with all the industry insider people. But we are a locally owned independent radio station. I mean, the flagpole's right here in Mobile. And so the shows you mentioned, they all have different syndicators. And Mark Levin's syndicator is a company, a big radio company, that doesn't like that we exist as independent players, so they will not let us run certain shows. They they icebox certain shows and prevent that. So we, that's why we do so many kick butt hours of local programming, tell them to stick it. And we, you know, I don't get too much detail and get myself in trouble with the Nielsen folks, but we also whip their butts in the ratings too. So there you go.
Nice.
Big companies. Good morning. It's Friday. Y'all want to play? You know where I stay.
I was just going to comment on the hair question. There's different regulations in the armed forces, and I love the fact that he prefaced the fact that he knows some strong women and, you know, has worked with some and has some of the best leaders. So I'll just leave it at that. If you're interested in knowing about the regulations, be sure to go to the respective armed forces, the branches and their websites, and you can find out. But thank you for your child for serving our country.
Absolutely.
We definitely appreciate you.
Really quickly, I just want to follow up on the programming note. While we're talking about Space Force, if you like this kind of talk, and I'd really be interested to hear what the folks from Beyond Reality have to say about this.
Yeah, so they are overnights here on FM Talk 106.5, and if they could find the ghost, Space Ghost, they would be really into it. That show digs on that. All right.
Do you think that they drink Tang, though, only when they're up there?
Is Tang still with them? Can they still get Tang?
We had some the other day at a restaurant.
It's been so long since I had any Tang.
But they disguised it as something different. You know what I mean?
I know, but I don't know that I want to know. Garrett is in Mobile. Hey, Garrett.
Hey, Sean. How are you?
Good, man.
Hey, just wanted to make a comment there on the Space Force deal. The first caller, when he called in, he was talking about why we would project that out to the world. Part of that is because the is investors. So whenever the military does anything, whether it's creating a new class of warship or anything like that, we generally put it out there and say, okay, who can invest? Because there's also a lot of products that go into that, new products, new innovations. A lot of companies do that. So, that's part of it.
It has to be a public process.
You were talking about, you were talking about the private, having a private force there. The United States actually done that a lot. If you look back at the Revolutionary War, most of our Navy were privateers.
Right, and here's the problem. We're up against the heartbreak, and I appreciate the call, Garrett, but we'll pick that up sometime down the road, the idea of private entities as our fighting force. I don't like, but you might like. We will do that discussion another day.
And make sure you talk to the programmer.
Yes,
new coffee, new chairs.